Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are gathered in your presence to hear your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us through it. Dispel our doubts and fears and reassure us that in Jesus our sins are forgiven. It is in his name that we pray. Amen. Please be seated. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who are you? I'm going to assume that with your level of education, being college students, and I know there are some middle schoolers with us this morning, that you can answer that question. I'm pretty sure that it is one of the minimum requirements to get into college that you know your name. Who are you? But maybe a more important question, one connected with our identity, is what are you? That's a question that people wrestle with all of their life. Because at times it feels as if it's in constant flux. What am I? I'm a college student. What am I? I'm a graduate. What am I? I'm a husband, a father. It seems like that question is constantly changing in our life. What am I? Maybe you're here at Bethany to try and work out that answer. What am I? What am I going to do with my life? What do I want to pursue? What am I? Now, if we're honest, the answers to that question are not always pretty. What am I? I'm a liar. I'm a cheat. I'm a bully. I'm an adulterer. That soul-searching question can have some very ugly answers for us. But the text before us holds a different answer. God, through 1 Peter, would tell you what you are in his eyes. He says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. What are you? God declares to you that you are his people. I want to draw attention to just one of those titles that was given you in our text. And I'm going to use the NIV version of it where it says, you are a people belonging to God. The Greek word there actually means to acquire or to possess. So in the New King James, when it says you are his own special people, it means that God bought you. See, all of those ugly answers that you have to that question, what am I? Are the result of your sinful nature. That you were born into this world as a child of Satan, a child of evil. And to your very core, you are corrupted by sin. So that being a bully, being a liar, being a cheat, those things are what come naturally to you. But God has done something miraculous, something almost unbelievable. That he has taken someone like you and paid for you. He has bought you as his own possession. Not because there was anything good in you, but simply because he loves you. In the first chapter of 1 Peter, God caused Peter to write this: "For you know that it is not with the perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without defect." Maybe hearing those words, you remember the words in Luther's Catechism, explaining what Christ as our Redeemer has done. That he has purchased and won me, a lost and condemned creature, from all sin and from the death and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Yes, God bought you. It wasn't as easy as writing a check. No, he had to send his son in the flesh so that that very body, that flesh, could be given into death in payment for your sins. And that the blood of his son would be poured out in atonement for you. And by doing so, God cleansed you of all your sins, of all the ugliness of what you are, so that you could be his people. So maybe you are searching for what you are, looking at your future, wondering what God has in store for you. Unfortunately, many people get led astray as they carry out that search. But if you remember what God says you are, no matter what you become, whether it's a doctor, a lawyer, a stay-at-home mom, whatever it may be, then you will have the right picture of what you are. And when your sins accuse you, when in your mind you can only see the ugliness of your sin in answer to that question, remember these words: "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. To God alone be glory, both now and forever. Amen." Please stand and let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging that according to our sinful nature, we are not what you want us to be. We have gone against your will in so many ways and at so many times. We simply have to ask that you would forgive us. Reassure us that in Jesus, in the shedding of his blood and the giving of his flesh into death, that our sins are forgiven. Strengthen us so that we would live every day confident that we are your children and that you will use all things for our good. as we seek out the direction that you would have us take in our life. Hold this truth before our eyes always, that we are your people. We ask also that you would strengthen us so that we may declare you and bring praise and honor to your name. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, who is our Savior. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn.